You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. I am your host, John Mugiwara Jam, joined as always by my co-host, Chad Peanut.
And you guys will know this, but it's been a while for us.
Yeah, for you guys listening, it's only been about 2 weeks because of our bi-weekly podcast. But we have not recorded the Binging the Devil's Fruit episode in 2 months.
Holy crap.
Our guest episode that we did with Trash Queen and King, which you really should listen to that by and large is my favorite episode we've done so far. That was done 2 months ago as of this recording. It's now... we recorded that in July. This is the beginning of September, like a week after Labor Day. And you and I hadn't done any manga readings for like 3 months. So Alabasta, as far as we're concerned, is behind us. But if you guys are marathoning the podcast, it was probably like about 2 minutes ago. But a lot has happened. You went away on a cruise.
Yeah, I went to Vancouver in Alaska for the first time ever.
More people I know are leaving the country. Meanwhile, I've never left the East Coast of this country ever.
Hopefully one day we can change that.
Yeah, I would love to be able to go on vacation with a proper vacation someday. But I had one earlier this year when I went to a convention again for the first time since COVID.
Awesome.
I'll baby steps for now. Baby steps for now. Mm-hmm. And a lot has happened while you were away. I finished Final Fantasy X, and I'm putting my Final Fantasy marathon on pause because the next one is the first one after Nobu Uematsu and Hironobu Sakaguchi worked on Final Fantasy. They left the franchise at that point, so I'm exiting the great era. I'm entering the weird, experimental, and in many of those cases, bad era. But not till January. It's also spooky season is coming around. So we're recording Spooky Bones episodes right after this. But for now, we've conquered the Alabasta saga back in 2 episodes ago. And now we're ready to start the next arc after the Straw Hat crew grew by one. And we want to see how the rest of the crew is... reacting to that, because this person until about a couple of chapters ago was their enemy. Sorry, did you have something you wanted to add?
No, I can't think of anything.
Well, then why waste any more time? Let's get started
with the
new arc.
Let's do this.
If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read-through. Chapter 218, Why the Log Pose is Dome-Shaped.
And it's Hachi's Walk on the Seafloor, Volume 32, the sudden grand opening of the legendary Octopus Fritter's Shop. And yep, up it's Hachi making his own octopus fritter shop. I believe there's an actual name for it. What was the game?
Takoyaki. Something I've actually had, and it is fucking delicious.
Yeah, and the mermaid princess is now working the counter.
That is not the mermaid princess. I have corrected you on that before.
Crap.
That is another character named Kami. However, she actually is one of Christine's favorite characters in the One Piece franchise. So much so, I gifted her a figure of her.
Aww.
It's in her bedroom.
You'll be seeing her again.
Yep. You will. But you'll be seeing her every chapter cover, at least. So, again, the starfish is out there. Is it just me, or does it feel a little fucked up that an octopus fisherman is chopping up and cooking up octopus fritters? Just me?
Oh, God.
Okay. It gives me the same vibes of, like, you know when you drive around and you see, like, a barbecue place and they have a pig mascot on the sign? It looks like a Mickey Mouse card. So it's like, come on, eat me up!
Oh, my God. That's a real thing.
You've never seen like these like family owned restaurants that have like pigs as like barbecue mascots?
I seen them, but I never.
But that's the thought that goes in my mind. I'm like, why is your mascot the thing you're chopping up and killing?
That reminds me when they had Little Mermaid brand fish sticks for a while.
Oh, that's so man. We gotta move on.
Yeah, definitely.
And we begin with a flashback.
Yep, a flashback to the mausoleum collapsing. Make him drink this right away. And some kind of vial is being tossed. It's the antidote to Crocodile's poison.
It's the flashback to when Robin, Cobra, and Luffy were still in the mausoleum.
Even if he gets buried under all this rubber, his rubbery body should save him.
And a flashback with a flashback.
Yep. It's not recorded here. This is just a history of the kingdom. What? Asks Robin and translates the big stone. And back to Cobra. Why did you lie? You knew? How disappointing. The history of Alubana wasn't carved on its own. It had all the information about the weapon you were after. Even its whereabouts. If you turned him what was written there, it would have been the end. The kingdom would have fallen into his hands.
I don't care about kingdoms or people's lives. None of that matters to me. I had no intention of giving Crocodile the weapon. I don't understand. Then why did you come here? Events don't always live up to one's expectations. I was looking for the real Poneglyph. Among the many Poneglyphs that exist in the world, it's the only one that recounts the true history. The true history? What do you mean? It doesn't matter. For 20 years, I've been searching for it. I have no more leads to go on. This was my last hope, but it wasn't the one. I have nothing more to live for. I may as well die here. I'm tired of this life. All I wanted to know was the true history. Hmm?
Too many obstacles stood between me and my dream. Oh, as he begins to cry, and Cobra looks back. Tell me something. Do you mean, can these scripts be spun together to tell of untold history? Is that what the Poneglyphs are? As Robin has a weak smile. So, then why are we... Oh! As he's knocked out by the rubber.
No, not quite.
Luffy's carrying them both. Okay, let's get out of here. Stop! I don't want to live! Leave me here! Why should I listen to you?
And then we're back into the present on the Going Merry as it's sailing away. I wanted to die and you made me live. That's your crime. I had nowhere to go and nowhere to return to. So let me join your crew. Well, I guess it can't be helped. Okay, Luffy! Don't worry, she's not a bad person.
And everyone but Sanji's pissed.
Sanji's in for it. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, look at Zoro's teeth on his anger. He has a crooked jaw and everything.
I was an archaeologist by the time I was 8. Then I had a bounty put on my head.
An archaeologist?
I come from a family of them. For the next 20 years, I hid from the government. But a child can't live on the high seas alone. I survived by joining various outlaw gangs. As a result, I became an expert in operating in the shadows. I can be a big help to you.
You're very confident. What's your specialty? Assassination? Luffy, upon attacking, I've concluded she's too dangerous!
And apparently Luffy and Chopper, they got their heads so tilted to the sides that their bodies are curved. And then Robin got her hands forming out from the bottom to give him a good smack.
It's like dangling keys in front of a baby.
And they're just laughing. And did you guys hear me? She's already won them over, the idiots. And Nami's just standing on top of the stairs, smug. How foolish. A few days ago, she was the vice president of Baroque Works. That woman was Crocodile's partner. You may have fooled Luffy, but you can't fool me. You make one wrong move and I'll throw you out. Yes, I'll keep that in mind. By the way, I brought a few of Crocodile's gems with me and... Oh, sister, I love you. And all automatically, Nami trusts her. Hey. Nami's hooked too. Oh, what a dirty trick. Oh, love. And yep, Sanji's serving up the charm. Oh, drifting love, I am but a charred piece of driftwood, floating along your current. The thunderbolt of your beauty has struck me. I am but a driftwood, being splintered by the rapids. I made you a snack. Thank you. And there goes Santi. I never had a chance. I guess it's up to you and me to be strong. I'll run a bunch of push surfers. What's happened, huh?
I'm Chopper!
And then, okay, it's just Zoro now.
Ah, this is nice. Is it always like this?
Eh, pretty much.
I see.
What's her game?
Anyway, it's another establishing shot of the Going Merry just on the open sea.
What's your log pose in the course, Navigator?
Head west by northwest, Robin! She gave you a gem, didn't she? Sanji, how about a snack? Give me a minute!
Nami, do you think the next island will be snowy? Haven't you had enough snow? After Alabasta, an autumn island should be coming up next.
Great, I like autumn too!
Huh?
Rain? That's not rain.
Rice crackers?
No. Something's fu- Huh?
And it's an entire fucking ship! Oh, wow!
40
Anything
times your size!
Anything man can imagine. It's a possible reality. Willy Cannon, physicist, and yep, it's a big-ass pirate ship that's falling down, threatening to crush the Going Merry.
I actually wanted this chapter to be the last one of the last episode we did, but this is the official start of the arc following Alabasta, so I thought, I don't want to make the episode too big. Turning the page. It was a spread, so you know what? You get the next one.
Yeah. Out of the sky? A galleon? Oh, everyone's panicking. How? And crash, oh no. Ah, Steve. He going mad, begins to tilt. Hang on, grab onto something. What's going on? What is this? It's a dream. It's all a bad dream. A dream? That's a relief. There's more coming down. Look out. Hold the rudder. What good would that do? Luffy, protect this ship or she'll break up. Okay, Usopp. Don't worry, just relax and close your eyes. Then slowly open them. See? It's a peaceful morning.
Let's go! Don't throw it this way, you fool! It's still coming down! Scottish! And then finally, the calm after the storm, I guess. Just the pieces of the galleon are just around.
Why is it raining ships?
That's crazy. There's nothing up there.
Nah! What's wrong, Nami? What the log post? It's broken! It's pointing upward and not moving!
It's not broken. The magnetic field of another island has made it switch headings. And if it's pointing skyward, that can mean only one thing. Our log post has been captured by a sky island.
And it's SBS time, so you want to be Oda?
Yes, and look, it's a new SBS graphic. It's Ace making the SBS with his arm.
Time passes most slowly in the manga world, doesn't it? Does that mean that we'll have to wait another 2 years before it's Luffy's birthday?
No. Luffy has a birthday every year. It's just that he turns 17 every year. Isn't he lucky? Yeah, just like Ash Ketchum. He turns 10 every year. Actually, I think they have retconned that. I think in one Sun and Moon series episode, he turned 11 finally. Yeah, 17 seasons later, he turns 11.
Say, Oda-sensei, in chapter 216 of volume 23, in the second panel of page 215, one of the passerby is Mr. 3. He's walking along like nothing happened. What's going on? Didn't he die? Please explain everything in exactly 75 letters. Not including punctuation marks.
Oh, yes, that's him. Explaining it in 75 letters won't be easy. The reason he's there? Easy. I felt like it. Oh, shucks. I felt I was too long.
How do you do, Oda-sensei? Here's a question for you. What takes the picture for those wanted posters the Navy put out?
That's him. Real name, Itachi. Also known as Itachan. He's very agile and can sneak into any place. When he snaps a picture, he yells out, Fire! Hence his nickname, Fire Itachan.
And you little doodle of him.
All right, and we're firing away into our next chapter, and that chapter is Chapter 219, Mashiro the Salvage King.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor, 533. The catfish village is saved, proposing with the last box. And Hachi is thinking about that girl he met. And
I was going to make a joke, but James Bond already has a movie called that.
And now I'm so freaked out by Anthill Lips. I mean, Antida Lips. Yeah, I mean, you know that mean I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do. And I'd like to move on.
Okay.
It's bad enough we had to move on that mid-recording James Earl Jones passed away.
Yeah, that's. I believe it's your turn to start off.
Yep. Sky Island? What's that? Is this island floating? Is that where the ship with the skeletons fell from? I don't see any islands up there. Actually, it's not just the island. It's the sea that's floating in the sky. The sea? Oh, now I'm not even more confused. Whoa! The sea floats in the sky. There's an island on it. Let's go! Come on, guys. Raise the prow. Raise the prow. And then Robin uses her powers to shut Luffy up with her hands she grew. Captain, we can't raise the prow. Actually, I'd never seen this sky island. I never don't know very much about it. But that's impossible. How can an island and an ocean float in the air? The log post must be broken. No, Navigator. It's not the log post. What we have to figure out now is, how do we get up to the sky?
So, and Chopper look at that wreckage. What are they doing? Searching. No matter what happens to this ship, no matter what kind of crisis we face, must never suspect a log pose. That is essential. If without anything on these seas, it would be our own senses. There will always be an island, wherever the needle points. And Nami is just shaking the log pose. What's she doing with that coffin? Any clues? And yep. Hell, Robin is looking at the skeletal remains, I fell.
Well, you have viewed it. With interest. A skeleton and a pretty woman. What a combination. What the fuck, Sanji? Hey, you put it together.
This hole is man-made.
Aha, so that's what killed him. No, they are the marks of brain surgery. Right, ship's doctor?
Yes, a long time ago, people used to make holes in the skull to relieve the pressure of tumors. But nobody does that anymore. This man died over 200 years ago. He was in his mid-30s. He got sick on the high seas and died. Compared to these others, his teeth are well-preserved, probably due to the tar on them. His clothes are unique to a particular area of the South Blue. I say that ship was an old exploration vessel. Here it is, the St. Briss from the South Blue Kingdom of Briss set sail 208 years ago. That's the ship that fell on us. Yep, she's opening there. Their log book was actually in there, and she found a picture of the boat before it was wrecked. That's the ship that fell on us. It's the same symbol. So this ship has been sailing the skies for 200 years? You figured all that much from a bunch of bones? They say dead men tell no tales, but that's not always true. If it was an exploration ship, there should be lots of records on board. Oh, but it's sinking. Luffy and them are already in the water. Luffy, hang on. Oh, what are you idiots doing? Hey, you guys, we did it. I found something amazing. Take a look at this. You know, opens something up and shows them.
A map of a sky island? And sure enough, it's a map of an island called Skypea. Skypea.
You did say that great. Congratulations.
Oh, thank God. Right? It's definitely an island in the sky? We did it, Usopp. Chopper. There is a skyline. A dream island. We're going to a dream island. A dream island? Don't get too excited. We don't know anything for sure. There are a lot of fake maps in the world. And... oh no! Look, Luffy, Usopp, and Chopper have a look of gloom and disappointment on them after they said that.
That's me reading all the game industry news.
sorry, it's okay. I'm sure it's real, but I don't know how to get there. As he slams her hand on the mask, Nami, Jiggly's on the ship. You're a navigator, aren't you? Do something. There are some things that even I can't do. It's easy, just sail up to the sky. Oh, Nami's beautiful when she's angry.
I still remember the dub line, because this whole bit was actually the first episode of the Funimation dubbed. I still remember how Sanji said it in the dub. He's like, oh, I thought Nami's a vision even when she's chewing someone's head off. This is useless. We're getting nowhere. The needle's still pointing straight up. Robin's right. We need more information. If that huge ship was up there, then there must be a way for us to get up there, too. Let's search the wreck records. Let's search the wreck for records. But it sank. Then we'll just have to salvage it. Yeah, that's impossible. What's salvage mean? Raising a sunken ship, but it's impossible. That ship's too big. Wow. And then Luffy's now wearing a makeshift diver outfit. Hey, you really like to put us in danger, huh? I promise to find you up to the way to the sky, Nami. I'm counting on you. Have no fear. My engineering is flawless. And then all of a sudden, they jump in as a giant fish pops out. Good luck, you guys, as Luffy, Zoro, and Sanji get submerged into the water. I love how Luffy has two barrels because he needs to cover his entire body.
Yeah. Hey, they sink deeper and they sink past some massive sea animals like this massive sea turtle and even a serpent. This is Chopper, please report, as he's working the pull lines on them. This is Luffy, there are a lot of monsters down here. Is this the lair of a giant sea snake? This is Sanji. Yikes, he's looking at us. They're okay. Okay! They'll be fine. Don't be such a worry, what? Chopper, hold tight to that break. Okay. I'm so glad I didn't go with him. Salvage! Salvage! I sneak a rap and hears a voice. And sure enough, there's some... clanging and instruments going on, I say. Salvage! 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 What is that? And they're even racking cymbals as someone's just blowing on the whistle. Heave to! And the whistle goes.
Aye, aye, sir! Is this where the ship sank? Aye, aye, boss! Boss, that's me!
And it's Salvage King Mashira, boss of the Mashira Pirates, bounty 23 million berries, and he's a monkey.
Prepare to raise the ship! That sunken ship is mine! Okiki! Okiki!
Why do we have to meet these guys now? Hey, what are you doing here? This is my territory. Territory? That's right. Any ship that sinks here around here belongs to me. You better not mess with any of them. Huh? I think he means to salvage the ship. That's what he said. This could be a lucky break for us. Quit talking about yourselves! Answer my question! Excuse me, may I ask you a question? You're asking the questions? Alright, ask away. Sir, are you going to salvage the ship right now? What good matters? Do you think I want such admiration? Admiration? I mean, do you think I'm handsome? Yeah. Is he serious? I'm speechless. Well, is he going to salvage the ship? You don't even have to ask. If there's a sunken ship, I'm going to bring it up. That's me. If it floats, I'll sink it, then bring it up. That's me. There's no ship we can salvage.
Ooh, cookie!
No, I just realized the same syllables to turn the page. Then, would you mind if we watched?
Haven't you ever seen a salvage operation before? All right, sure, you can watch.
Great, let's see how he does it.
Boss, we got trouble! What is it? These men went down to prepare the cradle and...
What? Did Neptunia get him?
No, but it looks like somebody beat him up. There's somebody down here.
Oh, those guys, this is bad. Then... Hey, you guys! Oh, yes! Oh, well, be careful! There are some bad people down on the sea floor!
Oh, lucky for us, he's an idiot. Okay.
Hurry up and set the cradle! Let's start salvaging! Aye, aye, sir!
And then we go back down to Luffy, Sanji, and Zoro, going further down to the St. Paris's remains. And it's the end of the chapter.
Oh, and that means... So maybe we'll be able to... But I'm trying to think of a segue. Fuck.
And you know what? I'm going to salvage it by turning us over to... Get it?
Good save.
Salvage. Chapter 220, A Walk on the Seafloor.
Hachi's Walk on the Seafloor, Volume 34. Octopaco is drawn by the aroma of the sauce.
She turned him down, but she wants the free food. Honestly, she doesn't deserve it.
Mm-mm.
All right, so it's your turn to begin.
Okay. And as he... Oh, fuck, I already forgot his name.
Mashira, it's on his fucking headphones!
Mashira just raves at the straw hat. He's waving. The Lem City air pump, Usopp. And Usopp just has his foot just right behind the pull rope as he still keeps pumping. I won't. Hey, you guys, just pretend they're pumpkins. Don't get excited. Don't be nervous just because you have observers, man. And they're all trying to hide their nervousness. Why are they so nervous? Maybe they're trying to impress off. Beware the mysterious enemy below as more and more men and go down. Aye, aye, sir. Meanwhile, back on the ocean floor, Luffy, Shaw, and Sanji continue to explore the ship.
And it's Luffy picking up an artifact, but then it crumbles in his hands. And then Luffy then finds what looks like a paddle boat with a handle. And then Zoro tries to open up a sword, but it shatters as soon as he unsheathes it. And then Sanji kicks in a wall and then finds another room. I think this is just more establishing shots. Do you want to describe what's going on here too?
Yeah, Sanji looks at a picture of a woman that seems to have some kind of a dagger harpoon just shattered right through it. And they find the skeletal remains of someone who was also harpooned. And ouch.
I'm thinking that the person wasn't harpooned to death. I think that's just their corpse and this is just the wreckage just breaking everything.
Ah, yeah. But they notice a chest. They open it up and find, what the hell is that? Is that a banana?
I'm actually not sure. It could be, because what happens next?
Crash, something large crashes into the ship. What is it?
And Luffy, Zoro, and Sanji, they make a sound to react because they really can't speak underwater. Oh, it's the cradle anchors that are going to lift the ship up. Cradle set! What is this? Huh? And then Masha starts getting suspicious after they yell.
What is that? That monkey? What's that monkey for?
Oh, you mean this?
Okie! You have sharp eyes. This is no ordinary prow. Engage the barco grabber! Monkey! 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 Aye, aye, sir! Whoa!
And then the prow goes down, and then it just slowly zooms in with that horrid face.
Wow, incredible. It's amazing. What is? 40 meters to target. 30 meters. 20, 10. As some arms and a monkey symbols assume grab at something. Oh, it's that crater lift anchor. Bucko grabber link completed. All right, prepare for inflation. Aye, aye, sir. Okay!
Don't ever say that on DeviantArt.
No way. He's going to raise the wreck with his breath? That's ridiculous. Oh, right. But sure enough, he blows into an air too, and a big large inflation goes down. Air?
And then... sure enough, that's what causes it to rise. The barco grabber is pulling the ship up. It's rising! Heave! Pull it up! As they're on like a little a wheel, spinning it up.
Aye, aye, sir! More air! Don't slow down! Aye, aye, sir!
And then Luffy, Zoro, and Sanji are being pulled up with it.
Ah! Boss! The underwater crew! What? What happened? There are people in the wreck! Blast! I'll teach him to mess with my men, the Scallywags!
And his fist is serrated, raised, and his mouth is wide open. We're not taking pictures or anything. What? Why is he posing for us? Boss, help! I'm coming! Keep raising the ship! Aye, aye, sir, as he dives down. Oh, no, else you know nothing. And there's a massive eel, but he winds his fist back.
He's doing Donkey Kong's Charge B.
No.
Monkey punch!
And he fucking fully charges a punch and knocks the Sea King out.
It's coming up.
And then I guess Luffy, Zoro, and Sanji take their suits off because like now there's compressed air in there. See, we don't even need the barrels now. They're filled it full of air. I'm just trying to bring the ship up. I hope Nami and Robin are okay. They haven't responded to my calls. And then Mashiro breaks through the after punching the wall.
Who are you? How dare you invade my territory?
And
Mashiro.
Mashiro does grit his teeth. Hey, a monkey. Huh? You think I'm a monkey? Not bad for a monkey. What are they talking about? What? Who are you? And back on the surface, everyone's panicking. Hey, what's underneath? It's huge. Ukiki. Really? You're from the East Blue? Ah, that's right. Would you do like a monkey? Stop, you're proud of me. Ukiki. Oh, shit.
And then
a massive sea turtle just bites into the ship as it's being enraged. Oh.
And guess what?
What?
That's the end of the chapter.
Oh, my God. Okay, and time for some bro pass fishing in
chapter 221, Monsters.
Oh, and it's a spread cover. It's Luffy, Sanji, and Zoro just snoozing. And then apparently this penguin thing is also falling asleep as Usopp explains his power alarm clock, which looks suspiciously less like a clock and more like a missile.
And there's a gondola with, going over a house. You know what's funny? The penguin fell asleep mid-taking notes.
Yes, it's too small to ride over the Soviet Union like in Dr. Strangelove, but it's not the size that matters.
All right, so it is an even number, a chapter. So I'll get the next three because it's one of those weird one-page ones.
Boss! What is that, a continent? I don't know. I didn't see anything. It's all a dream.
Oh, phew, thank goodness. Oh, have they... Turn the page. Okay, I was right to do that. Been a devoured ship and all?
Don't say it!
And it's a big two-page spread of the turtle eating the ship. Looks like it. The air hoses are hanging out of its mouth.
Stop saying that!
That's one of Robin's like running gag. She has no filter about morbid things.
Luffy, Zoro, and Sanji's got coming up. As Chopper panics. This is all your fault. You sent them to the bottom of the ocean in the Grand Line. You don't know what was down there, but you sent them there anyway. They trusted you. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, she just shouts. That's not right. And someone's chucking at the ship. That's bound to happen if the hoses won't cut. We're being dragged under. No! Robin, you're strong, right? Do something. Impossible. That thing's too big. Mates, pull the boss up. We have to save him. We gotta show him what we... Bah. Fat. We gotta show them what the Mashiro pirates are made of. Ooh-ki-ki-ki! The boss is still alive. Ooh-ki-ki-ki! That's right. It sounds like these that I just saw solidarity as a crew. Usopp! Gotcha! Got those hoses to save the ship. What about those friends? She's evil!
Huh? What? And then all of a sudden, it just becomes really dark. What? What is that? It got dark? No way. It's too early.
Then what's happening? Luffy, Zoro, Sanji!
Huh? Uh-oh, this is bad. What if something gets dark in the middle of the day? Monsters are coming. We'll be sunk. Get the boss back up here quick. And then all of a sudden, Luffy flies into the air and falls into the ship. Luffy! And looks like he's carrying something.
Luffy, what happened? Are you alive? As he tries to snap him awake. Sanji, Zetsu, let's get out of here. Oh, we're in danger. Thank goodness you're alive. Yes, we should get away from that turtle. What turtle? There was a big monkey down there. It's gotta be some sort of sea monster. But he was friendly with Luffy at first. Naturally, they're both monkeys. But as soon as he saw the stuff we picked up from the ship, he went berserk. He turned into a gorilla. That was Mashiro. He's a salvager. But how did he get out of the turtle's mouth? Turtle? What turtle? Hey, the turtle's acting weird. Its mouth is open. Is that how you got out? And sure enough, they turn around. Whoa, what's that? You just noticed? That thing ate you. Ship it all. Phew. Huh? Why is it dark out? Luffy, help set the sail. Hold the tail.
You've encroached on Mashira's territory. Nobody steals my treasure.
Treasure? You found treasure?
Yeah, lots and lots. That stupid monkey, he'll wreck the ship.
Boss, look out.
Huh? What is it? And they all turn around and they all look up and are all horrified, and including the giant turtle. And what is it that they see? Turn the page and find out.
Oh, it's giant ringed giants with massive harpoons. Oh.
And I'll just let you get the next page.
And they all raise their harpoons like they're ready to strike. Monsters!
Like, yeah, and then they're paddling, they're rowing like crazy to get the hell away. And then, yep. Honestly, that was like a one-line page. You want the next one?
Sure. Impossible. Nothing could be that big. Something's not right today. A fallen galleon was bad enough. The needle was pointing up to the sky. A weird monkey came to salvage the wreck. And a giant turtle gobbled it up. It suddenly got so dark. Finally, those super gigantic monsters showed up. Yeah, that was really scary. And yes, they all realized that Mashira is still on ship with them. Get lost, as they kick him off.
Literally. And he flies into the air. And that's the end of the chapter.
And another SBS corner. I'll be Oda this time.
Hello, I have a question for you, Oda-sensei. Which character in One Piece do you most resemble? I'm thinking you're probably Usoppish.
Let's see. There's the brains, the calm demeanor, the clothes. Yes, I guess I'm a lot like red-haired Shanks. Yeah, I can hear everyone shouting in agreement. Ow, don't throw things at me. That hurts.
Regarding the Civil War in Alabasta, originally you said there were 300,000 men in the Royal Army and 700,000 in the Rebel Forces. But in Volume 20, Chaka says there are 2 million rebels. So where did the other 1.3 million come from? Are they people like Toto who didn't originally participate in the uprising which will join later?
That's it. In any case, Alabasta has a population of 10 million. In order to make the story easier to understand, I left out a lot of details. Alabasta has many towns and villages that weren't mentioned in the story. So 2 million may not seem like many compared to 10 million, but 2 million armed people is a lot. This is a really serious uprising.
Hello, Ichiro Oda-sensei. I recently went on a homestay in England and discovered something I want to share with you. The toilet paper there is brown, but kind of orange.
No kidding. That's bad. Visibility is critical with toilet paper. Is that because England is tea country? Are they evoking images of tea?
How can you tell you've used it?
And let's see if they invoke any images of tea in...
Man, that was a shitty segue. Chapter 222, The Giant Novice.
Hachi's walking the seafloor, volume 35. The old catfish who came too late. And yeah, some old catfish has just joined, and everyone looks on as the Octolady just introduces him to Hachi.
Hachi's face is so fucking funny.
Ooh.
That's like my face when I realized I was supposed to go do something. Like, I was supposed to go stop at the grocery store on my way home, and I realized way too late. Oh, fuck, I didn't go there.
Okay, is this you or me?
It is you.
Oh. Wow, that thing is huge. Yeah, I never want to bump into that thing again. But you know something, Chopper? What? If we really try, we could beat that thing. Really? Sure, I bought down 10 of them all by myself. 10 of them? Can any of you guys tell me why you bothered to dive down to the bottom of the sea? All you brought back was junk. None of this can tell us how to get up to the sky. And yep, it's a bunch of swords and rusted armor and Luffy messing around in one of them. We couldn't find anything. That's the truth, Nami. Somebody beat us to the ship. I thought the people on the ship had slaughtered each other. Then we're going to need more information. Now listen, if we're going to go up to the sky, whatever happened on this ship could happen to us. We need all the information we can get. A rusty sword? This is a live octopus? We need something like a ship's log or a map. Not that kind of stuff. As he stomps on it. What's that, Luffy? Albert.
And she smacks him and it breaks.
Hey, it broke. I brought back a pretty shell for you, Nami. I don't want it, fool. You seem to be having a hard time. It's not going to get any easier. This ship is full of fools, and now we've totally lost our way. Here. An eternal log post, but I shot it back from that ape ship. You're the only ally I have. She literally cries. Seems you put up with a lot. Hey, there's an octopus. Let's make octopus fritters. Jaya, this must be their home base. Jaya, are you going there? You're the captain, it's up to you. Okay, to Jaya. Full speed ahead.
And I just realized I let you read two pages, so I'm going to get the next two now.
Okay.
To Jaya, top speed.
Nami, which way?
To starboard. Chopper, help us. Okay, to Jaya.
Oh, hold on. If we go out straight to Jaya, won't the log post restart itself?
Then we won't be able to go to the Sky Island. Heave too. We're not going to Jaya. What's going on, Nami? What? You wanted to go to Jaya, didn't you?
Yeah, but I want to go to Sky Island, too.
Well, that's your fault. You have to think ahead, Luffy. You know how the log post works.
Yeah.
All right, listen. I'm the captain, so I'm going to choose our destination. I'm going to go to Sky Island.
Fine. So how do we get there?
Well, the best thing is to ask someone.
That's true. Let's ask somebody on Jaya.
So let's go to Jaya. All right, to Jaya. We're back right where we started.
The log post won't reset immediately. Why not go to Jaya and leave again before the log post can lock onto another magnetic field?
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, we'll need a little luck, though. And so they set for the mysterious land of Jaya.
All right, let's go to Jaya, the land of meat. Yeah,
in your dreams.
Nami, Robin, I made some special octopus fritters
for ladies only. And then I'll get the next one. See anything, Usopp?
Not yet.
It shouldn't be too far away, right? That monkey man said that this was his territory, but the weather's stable. We already may already be in Jaya's climatic zone.
I bet Jaya is an island of springtime. It's so nice and warm. I like spring. I think the seagulls like it too.
And the seagulls fall dead.
Oh my god.
What? They've been shot down! Yeah, let's throw them on the grill! Shot down! I didn't hear any gunshots!
See? Here's the bullet, and judging from the direction the bird was flying, the shooter is straight ahead. Are you saying we're under attack from an island we can't even see? That's impossible, Chopper.
But I saw it happen! Sanji, look! Seagulls! Seagulls!
How can anyone see so far? What kind of gun could shoot all this way? What sniper could do that? They were probably shot somewhere else and just happened to fall here.
Jaya, Western Island. And nope. Yep, fall from the island on the island on top of a little hut. Oh, poor things. How they must have suffered. I wasn't able to kill one of them instantly. And it's this guy, he has a crosshair for an eye patch and his massive smoking and rifle. But that's faith. Such are the vagaries of life.
Hey, welcome. Wow, look at that city. It looks like a resort. A resort. Faster, Mary. Going, Mary.
You're right. I wouldn't mind spending a little time in a place like that. Is it just my imagination? Do also look like pirate ships in the port?
No way. Pirates wouldn't anchor here in broad daylight.
You're right.
The killer song. What kind of place is this? As Chopper's, Nami, and Usopp start crying in tears. A town of Jawa's Western Shore.
Jaya.
Jaya's Western Shore. A place beyond the reach of government where lawless ruffians gather to fight and carouse. And yep, it's loaded with pirates and they're causing a lot of chaos. This is Mock Town, the town of Derison.
Derision.
Derison. Log of the Chewall. Oh, what a riddling. You call yourself a pirate? Yeah, it's this big bulky guy who just want to fight.
And they didn't translate his unique laugh, because in his unique laugh is, Wee!
Okay, I'll try to remember that.
Just remember the Nintendo Wii, and then Wee!
Do
Do you know who I am? I'm a champion grappler.
Hey, you just knocked down the wrong guy. Look, he belongs to the Roshio gang. The other day I saw a bloke beat Roshio at cards. Roshio cut the poor blighter down where he sat. He's a devil, he is.
Roshio cut the poor blighter down where he sat. He's a devil, he is.
Roshio wins again. In a way, it was lucky for you.
Sorry, brother. You're busted. I guess you could still bet your trousers. Roshio the Executioner. Captain of the Roshio Pirates. Bounty 42 million berries. The pot's mine. Even if only it's a pittance. Try again any time, mate.
And then the other guy stabs him in the hand.
Oh, ah!
Ah! And the other guy just smiles.
Oh, ah! Tell the truth, you cheated, didn't you? What? What are you talking about? How dare you accuse me? I never... You did. You cheated, an old god grin. What's that crazy guy talking about? The game looked fair and square to me. Hold your tongue. That there's Bellamy the Hyena. His head's worth more than 50 million berries. Sarkis! Huh? And this guy at the counter with a big fluffy coat and skier goggles?
I guess so.
Huh? What is it? You saw that, didn't you? This rat just cheated right now. Just cheated? Sure, he was cheating. I saw it too, that dirty rat. You scallywags, how dare you? You don't seem to know who I am. Oh, and someone was shot.
And Bellamy cracks a bottle on Roshio's head. And then, fuck, I know what happened. He cracked a bottle of alcohol on him, it spills on him, and then Sarkis flicks a match on him, sets him on fire, and kicks him out the window. And he plummets to his death. Bellamy the Hyena, captain of the Bellamy Pirates. Bounty, 55 million berries. Ah, there's all sorts of characters out here. Seems like a fun place. And that's the end of the chapter and the end of this episode.
Oh, so this is the next arc, huh?
Yeah, this is the next arc. They've landed in the... So far you've witnessed a galleon falling from the sky that was salvaged by a giant monkey. They all got eaten by a giant sea turtle. Then they saw three gargantuan colossus titans. Then they land in a town where pirates are literally allowed to do whatever the hell they want. And who knows where it could go from here. So I guess we'll find out next time on Binging the Devil's Fruit when we get to episode 50. We've been at this podcast for like almost 2 years now, and we're about to hit our 50th episode, not counting the Netflix reviews we did, because I did that like as a separate thing because I wasn't expecting us to like that series as much as we did. That's a side series that's like kind of like a spinoff kind of. But thank you guys again so much for listening. And don't forget, you can support us on Patreon if you want to hear episodes a week early, in addition to the commentary tracks for our review episodes. Remember, though, the reviews will always be free to everybody. But if you want to watch along with us and hear our live reactions, make sure to support us on Patreon so you can get that. Until then, I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And we'll see you guys in episode 50, where he and I will read chapters 223 to 227. Have a good one, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and don't forget, when binging the devil's fruits, you must remember to take your time, slowly savor it, enjoy it. But alcohol and fire don't mix with it. Have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.